Hey, how's it going? It's Ben here from Monkey Flower Radio. Beautiful day in Vancouver coming at you. Just want to talk today about the announcement from the Ontario government that Shopify, that's right, Shopify is going to be your way to get marijuana in the mail. You know, it's hard to even really believe and imagine this, you know, being somebody who grew up in a era of marijuana prohibition, that not only are we talking about legalization, but, you know, marijuana is going to be available in stores. I mean, I guess it's already, if you live in Vancouver, been available in storefronts for a number of years. And, you know, really the laws are only as strong as their enforcement. But this idea that a fully regulated version of marijuana, excuse me, is going to be available through Shopify is kind of shocking and interesting. Brings up some issues. First of all, you may have missed that you know, each province is doing this rollout a little bit differently. Legalization is supposed to fully come into effect around July 1st. There's been announcements that it might be delayed a little bit. My birthday's July 2nd, just saying. But you know, the Ontario government decided that they would be selling marijuana in their LCBO stores and their liquor stores, which, for anybody who's listening and is not a Canadian, you know, we have crown corporations, you know, we have government-run corporations that have a mandate that's broader than simply maximizing profits. This will be a topic of a whole other episode, looking at corporate structure. And, you know, the point is to take away the profit motive as the only thing that this entity is trying to accomplish. The LCPO, the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, you know, does make a profit. It is, you know, does have a profit incentive, like they're, you know, trying to make a profit. It's not a non-profit entity. But they're a different kind of a corporation. They're a corporation with a mandate broader than simply maximizing profits on behalf of shareholders. So what is their mandate? Their mandate is to you know, basically carefully control the sale of alcohol to ensure that it's not being sold to minors, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the decision was made to also sell marijuana that way in the LCBO stores. In British Columbia here, they actually did quite the opposite. They decided that there would be sanctioned you know, storefront locations, but it would not be happening at our equivalent to the LCBO in British Columbia. At the BC liquor stores. So, and the decision was made here for reasons that I thought were interesting. They highlighted that, you know, that there's only a small percentage of people in the population, at least, you know, who admit publicly when surveyed that they smoke marijuana, something like 12%, and something like 60% of the population drinks. So basically what they're suggesting is that by selling marijuana in liquor stores, as much as this is a place where people have expertise and experience with the handling and the sale of a, you know, controlled substance and ensuring that it doesn't end up in the wrong hands and yada, 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 you know, they suggested that actually it would be encouraging more people to basically impulse shop for marijuana. And, you know, really the more problematic part of that is that mixing marijuana and alcohol, for anybody who ever tried that, you know, at a keg party in high school might have a memory of that not going so well, because, you know, it is something that can have a tendency to make you not feel great, especially if you're not used to smoking marijuana. So, yeah, interesting decision in Ontario compared to British Columbia, with different reasons behind it. Of course, Ontario has been cracking down on dispensaries even while legalization is right around the corner. You know, people getting arrested and places being raided. You know, and how this will play out in different provinces is still yet to be seen. Interesting to look at the example in Colorado and in Washington State. You know, what they've seen is actually, you know, increases in economic activity, you know, all kinds of opportunity. But the Shopify thing's a bit problematic because Shopify is holds your records in an American database. And some people are raising concerns about that. You know, friends of mine were quite actively involved in a campaign to go after Shopify for the stuff they're doing with Breitbart, basically making money off the far right, which is also not cool. Anyway, that's it from me today. More tomorrow. Hope all's well with you. Bye-bye.